This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Survive in advance. Isn't that what this time of year is all about? You're not going to play your best. You just got to find a way to win. And that's the story of Michigan basketball this season. And it's the story of Michigan basketball late last night. If you're just getting up, a little groggy, we're all in the same boat. Open lines 248-539-9797. Michigan basketball jumped out to a big lead. Made me wonder, this was the trendy team we're all supposed to bet? UC San Diego? I feel like I was led astray, sold a bill of goods.
I felt like more like you were just trying to find a way for Michigan to lose.
You think so?
Kind of felt like it.
You and now, I had the same read on Michigan at the end of the regular season, which was, oh boy, they got some things that are going to get them beat in the tournament. And one of them was turnovers. Yep. And they're playing a team that forces turnovers, a team that makes threes, a team that had won 15 straight, a 30-win team. And I feel like that's not the team that started that game, but Michigan built their big lead even with the turnovers and felt like they were going to win the game going away, only to sweat it down to the very end because they couldn't make free throws and couldn't execute for much of that second half. All while, by the way, the other team's best player fouls out. How did you take that game to mean that they're going to go on some kind of run here? Because I still feel like they're playing with fire.
That.
Oh, okay.
But did I say that?
No.
No.
But that's we're on the same page. Oh, okay. Then this team's going to get eliminated
in the very next game,
right?
No, well, you asked me that question like I had said that.
Okay. Well, seemed like you were fighting with me a little bit there. Are you looking for ways for Michigan to
like
lose,
to
too?
Fight with you.
Are you looking for ways for Michigan to lose, too, then?
I'm not looking for ways for them to lose, but their flaws are out there for everybody to see.
Yeah.
And I don't understand the turnovers or why it hasn't improved, but that is one that I think that's more of a challenge. The one that frustrates me the most... And I know I always make the joke with Ruby because, you know, she's a big and she plays inside. She gets fouled all the time. You're at the free throw line. They're free for a reason. Take them. Make them. That's where I think it is the most frustrating to watch teams get to the line 20 times and make 11. Like,
right.
This was an opportunity where they could have saved themselves and Michigan fans, those that picked Michigan, some angst, and just make your free throws. And I'm not asking for perfection. I'm just asking for, let's just say 8 out of 10.
As I say, yeah.
You know, let's go 80%. Let's not go, shoot the moon.
Even 75%. It's kind of, it feels like that's right around average.
Yeah, well, okay, so let's be just a little bit above average, right? 80%.
Go a long way.
Don't be 55%.
Yeah, that's rough.
And I think a lot of being a good free throw shooting team is having your good free throw shooters shoot free throws. Danny Wolf handles the ball a lot, shoots only 61% from the line.
Yeah. Right. Good point.
Sigh. It's just that's what's frustrating. And because, you know, at some point they haven't corrected what's wrong and they can beat teams like a UC San Diego. They can step up and beat teams like a Wisconsin. But when you play against teams that are just much more consistent and look at the teams that they lost to, twice to Michigan State.
Yeah.
That is where you have your flaws. Now, the further you go in the tournament, you're going to be facing teams that are just a little bit better. And Texas A&M, do they play good defense?
Yes. Yes.
They are a pressure defense team. What does a pressure defense team force? Turnovers. Well, Michigan plays into that. And a pressure defense also fouls. So if you're going to get fouls,
make them.
Make them. And that's where Michigan really struggles. So it's, and I'm not sitting here saying, you know, they win or they lose to Texas A&M, because some of it's going to be about matchups, and it's going to be about guys that might be able to step up in a game to get you more than they've given you in the past.
Do you, by the way, I just checked the spread for Michigan, Texas A&M. Do you have any idea?
1.5, 2.5.
1.5.
Okay.
Again, it's supposed to be another one of these nail-biters. A&M favored by 1.5 in this matchup. Look,
what was the final spread, UC San Diego?
2.5, and it's a 3-point game.
How many times have we heard that story?
Yeah, I know. But I think we need to have an honest conversation. We can both give Michigan credit for last night, which I'm more than willing to do, despite the hater allegations. I'm more than willing to give him credit. Donaldson hit a big-time three when things were going south. He misses that shot. I think they lose the game. Vlad Golden with offensive rebounds, two of them in the final minute of that game. Mm-hmm. Again, helps to be a seven-footer. That's one of Michigan's edges. They need to lean into the fact they got 2 7-footers, and it mattered most at the end of the game that Vlad Golden was in there with 4 fouls, battling for the ball and winning those battles. I'll give Michigan credit for winning the Big Ten tournament. I'll give Michigan credit for winning the majority of these games. All of these close games, Michigan wins. I'll give them the credit for it. But then we have to forecast what's coming. And I think it's dishonest to say anything, but they're playing with fire and it's going to get them burned.
Yes, it will eventually.
And I think sooner rather than later. So to make every Michigan fan happy, I think they're losing the next game.
It's what we would expect from
right. Do you agree with me? Because I think you agree with me.
I think they can lose the next game.
But you don't want to get excommunicated, so you won't say
no,
it.
No. Here's the weird thing about Michigan is, even though they are maddening and they're frustrating, do I think Texas A&M is on par with the Michigan State? No, I have Michigan State going to the Final Four. And so do I think Texas A&M is on par with Auburn? No. I think Texas A&M, while they are a team that is, they do some good things, they're also not a team that you're going to look at and say, well, this is a world beater. It's a team that Michigan can compete with, even though there's flaws on both sides, and it's going to be who can take advantage of the other team's flaws. And that's where I look at what Dusty May has been able to do.
Fair.
Dusty May has been able to manufacture some of these wins. I'm not going to sit there and say he's the AJ Hinch of college basketball because of, you know, roster chaos and lineup chaos, but he has been able to put them in position to at least run a play.
Yeah.
When there's 7 seconds left, what do you do when you're down by, you know, or you're tied? Hey, well, we're going to give the ball to Trey Donaldson. He's going to run down the floor and score. Like there are different things that he has done to coach them into position. He has also been a coach that has coached an FAU team
all the way to the Final Four.
All the way to the Final Four. I don't think this is going to be one of those situations. No. But I'm not going to sit there and say it ends tomorrow. Could it? Yes.
I think he's a good coach. I don't want that to get lost in any of this. I think Dusty May is a good coach. I think there are some things his team does that are would be concerning. If you were a well-coached team, you shouldn't be missing free throws. You shouldn't be turning the ball over like this. It shouldn't be happening 30-plus games into the season. But by and large, I do think Dusty May is a good coach. Texas A&M, they're only a 1.5 favorite. It's not like they have...
Yeah, it's a pick 'em.
Yeah, they have their flaws too. They're a terrible three-point shooting team. Their offense is not very good. They're going to run into some lulls. And in the tournament, a 5-minute, 6-minute stretch can get you killed.
Well, here's my concern, is that this... Michigan versus Texas, because Michigan has kind of those tendencies as well, where the faucet turns off for 4 or 5 minutes. We might be watching a game that it might be kind of like Michigan, Nebraska, where it's like, please just make this pain stop. Please, can somebody just make this game end? Because it's painful to watch missed shot, turnover, missed shot, defense. Like, you can't necessarily credit it to great defense. It's just two bad offenses.
248-539-9797. You guys tell us what you took out of that game. It is an exhale moment for Michigan basketball, who continues to win these close games. 11 straight games decided by four or less, the Wolverines have won. That's this time of year. But in the back of your head, are you looking at this going, boy, it'll be over before you know it, because they just can't keep doing this. You just can't make a living like this in college basketball. Michigan just keeps winning. And we've asked you guys a question. Like, is this sustainable? Is this going to keep happening? How far do you expect them to go after watching them win another one of these close games? Because there could be a case from a Michigan fan that says, this is what March is all about. That you're going to find yourself in some games or you don't play well. And they've won four in a row now. Big Ten tourney, NCAA tourney. Texas A&M is going to be a coin flip, 1.5 spread. Do you trust Michigan to find a way, even with their mistakes, to win yet another game? But where does it catch up to them? Because I think everybody has to concede at some point, you can't win shooting 55% from the free throw line. You can't win turning the ball over the way they do.
Twice as much as your opponent.
It's not going to work. And A&M, I think, will be the team that gets them. But I thought it was going to be UC San Diego, and I was sold a bill of goods. They weren't some upset special.
You keep hoping. And so what is it possible? Sure. It's a pick-em game. And in fact, the Aggies are 1.5 favorites.
Yep.
The entire goal is to just simply win by one.
Yep.
They've done that so many times throughout the course of this season. And we talk about they can't make free throws and the turnovers. The other part of how you give up big leads, like they go on runs where, yeah, okay, you get 2 7-footers, they make a couple of baskets, you make a couple big threes, all of a sudden you're up 12. Part of the reason that they give up those big leads isn't just the turnovers and easy baskets. It's not just missing free throws and the inability to increase or at least sustain that lead. Defensively, they're just not a great defensive team either.
No.
And so, yes, they have their flaws. They also have the ability to win some of those close games, which they've shown. So I think this is one where they could beat Texas A&M. I think they do.
Okay.
But they end up playing Auburn, and we find out why, even though Auburn's lost three of the last five, yeah, because they won yesterday. We find out why they're the number one overall seed. And all of those flaws are accentuated. They're highlighted because you're playing a team that can capitalize and make you pay. It's what happened against Michigan State. They made them pay for all those flaws. And now, and I don't know that Texas A&M is a team that can make you pay for all those flaws.
So Texas A&M does not shoot the three well at all. They're one of the worst three-point shooting teams in this tournament.
Is it reverse psychology? They played a team that could shoot threes. They don't. They play a team that can't shoot threes.
And they will.
And they do.
I don't think UC San Diego was going to win a game against Michigan where they didn't shoot at least their season average, right? Like, you're playing a bigger, more athletic. I think that was evident too, by the way. Michigan, yeah, when they wanted it off the dribble, I mean, Trey Donaldson, among all the Michigan guards, could get it if they wanted it off the dribble. The only way they were going to stay in the game is if they made threes, and they didn't. They started 1 of 12. Texas A&M is built in a way where if they don't knock down threes, they can still win the game. Because Wade Taylor's one of these guards who can match up athletically and create his own shot. And when they miss, and they miss a lot, they clean up their misses and score on putbacks and second chance. And that's a really frustrating team to play against, because just when you think you got your stop,
yeah,
they get two, or they get to the foul line and get another couple points.
It's like it was kind of a mirror image of playing against Illinois.
Yes.
When they lost. Illinois couldn't hit the broadside of a barn in the first half. Then all of a sudden, second half, they start making their shots, and then they walk away with the game.
Yeah. Michigan fans on the ticket text, 248-539-9797. Please, 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 U of M hater Costa, keep saying they're no good and predicting them to lose. Sorry, they beat yours and everybody's Cinderella.
Uh-huh, yes. Well, but if you had filled out a bracket, that would have been your bracket buster. Although probably not, because I don't think you had UC San Diego.
No. Yeah. They're a weird situation. True story. We talked about them yesterday, and I highlighted their leading scorer, the 6'6". Aniwa Tate Jones.
Yeah.
I wanted to know how to say this guy's name. So I went and tried to find a YouTube video of this team playing basketball. And John, the first video I found, they show a graphic and it was the wrong team listed. Like, this is a low budget broadcast. And you realize this team hasn't played any national TV games. They haven't played any games on TV, period. This team was a large unknown. And I got caught up in the buzz of 30 wins, 3-D, upset profile, matchup nightmare. And I totally whiffed on that one. I fell for it hook, line, and sinker. They're not as good as I was and a lot of people led to believe going into this tournament.
Well, I will eventually allow you a pass on this because
3 hours from now
you're young.
Oh, don't tip
it's
me with
the
that.
Experience. And I mean, when I was a mite of your age, I probably made some bold proclamation on things that I had heard from other people, and I thought, you know what, I'm gonna bite on that one. I'm gonna go ahead and take that as my own, and I'll pick this UC San Diego team to be a world beater.
To be clear, I'm not copying everybody's homework to do this show, but I think that's what March is, right? We're all playing catch up when the bracket comes out. We're going, who's high point? Well, they lost.
Yeah.
Who's McNeese? They won, but we're all trying to learn on the fly. Why does this guy have a boombox when they walk out to the court? We're all doing little snapshots and scrambling. I'm going, boy, on paper, and I stress on paper, that looked like a tough spot for Michigan, and it ended up being a three-point game at the end.
A lot of people had picked UC San Diego.
Yeah.
And I picked McNeese. Like it's a 12-5. Like there was no reason other than I needed a 12-5 to win so that it would say, okay, well, we already had our 1-12-5. We're not going to have it later. Like that's basically why I picked that game.
Yeah.
There's no science behind it. It's like, if anybody asked me, well, why did you pick McNeese State? I don't know. I just kind of thought, yeah, I'll take this one. Is that upset? Like that's, and so yeah, I'm
March.
I know that we dug a little bit more into UC San Diego because they were playing one of our local teams.
Yeah.
But that's the tournament, right? You pick one and you ride it. And sometimes you're right. Sometimes you're wrong.
Sometimes you're wrong. Texter says, up until about halfway through the Michigan Big Ten schedule, their losses were by a combined 7 points. They always seem to stay in it no matter how many turnovers they have. We have to stop dwelling on it and just accept that they're a good team despite the turnovers. You agree with that, Ticket Texter?
Well, what's the frustrating part is, okay, yeah, they can be. That could be true. They could be so much better if they didn't turn it over.
Texter says, I like to think they've gotten hot at the right time, but they have too many deficiencies with the way they play. At best, they'll get to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel as well. I would be excited for them to get to the Elite Eight because I think the team that will be there is Michigan State.
We talked about it a little yesterday. If you're a Michigan fan, you want a chance to knock out your rival and go to the Final Four. And if you're State, you'd love a chance to beat them 3 straight times. You feel like you own them. Be awesome. The only thing really standing in the way now is 2 wins for Michigan, and if Spartans can get it done, they'll play tonight against Bryant, and away we go. Texter says, I hate this Michigan team. I don't get how they continue to win games like this. However, they keep doing it over and over, so why can't they at this point?
Yeah. I mean, they find ways to overcome their deficiencies.
Okay, look, I read that as a Michigan fan saying that.
Yes, I did too.
And I mean, you want to talk about hated Michigan teams, go back to 2 years ago.
Right. Texter says, what do you mean UC San Diego wasn't as good as they were forecasted? They were up 1 with a minute left. That's pretty damn good. I just mean the start for that. I mean, they still shot like, what did they shoot for the game? 23% from 3? That's not who I was forecasted picking. If you told me I got this smaller team from the Big West that shoots the 3 and they shoot 22%, like that's not the team I thought they were going
to
be.
Greg, that 2 years ago was when they went to the NIT. And they lost in very Michigan fashion of
Vanderbilt.
That season. Yes. That was a team we could certainly nitpick.
That was the last team with Hunter Dickinson. That was the say more, do less team, yes. The ski mask team.
Hunter Dickinson still playing college basketball.
Well, not anymore.
No.
You promise?
Yes. No guarantees. I don't know if there's any.
There was a tweet from the NCAA March Madness account yesterday that it said, thank you, Hunter Dickinson. And I said, for what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a decade's worth of college basketball.
Make sure he doesn't have like a waiver or some kind of exception or bonus year.
COVID year? I don't know.
He's been playing this whole time.